I've been told to sit down and shut up so many times in the last few weeks, but I'm not really one to do what I'm told. So I'm going to tell you why buying beef, chicken, and eggs from the grocery store is like the most disgusting thing ever. So let's start with chicken. Chicken are actually usually this breed that is proprietarily created, meaning they're not going to tell you how they made them, but they made them. And they're kept in these huge, long houses where there's thousands of chickens that never see the light of day. They just sit there and they eat and they eat, and they're done in 6 to 8 weeks. They're grown and they're ready to be butchered. But when I tell you that these chickens reek. They smell so bad. I don't think you could be in a few miles of them without smelling them. It's awful. So that's why I would never buy chicken from the store. Also, I know people will say, oh, antibiotics are outlawed. Everything, every law that you hear about food has been created to protect and to help the person that's in charge, like the farmer and the U.S. Like, it doesn't actually help us. It helps them, every law you've ever heard. Beef is another thing I would never buy from the store. And, you know, I know you say, oh, well, Donald Trump said this 100,000 tons of beef is going to come from Argentina, and Argentina beef is so good. You're crazy if you think that we're going to get the good Argentinian beef and that's going to be our affordable beef. That's a joke, okay? I've actually had it confirmed by a few farmers that most cattle, especially in Argentina, get fed trash, literal trash, like expired candy and candy wrappers, because cows have four stomachs so they can actually process candy wrappers. So that's what they're fed to keep them sustained and to help them to grow big and have a lot of fat. You know exactly what you think. So I'm sorry, I don't want to be eating beef that has been fed candy, because you are what you eat, and so now you're eating beef that is not real beef and not good for you. On top of that, when they process them in one singular pound of beef, usually there's about 14 different cows, including parts of the cow that are not meat, that are not beef, but it's all ground up together. They add what natural flavors, which we know natural flavors are not natural or flavors. They add that all into it, and that's your pound of ground beef that you have now. So great. Eggs. I would never buy eggs from the store. First of all, my main reason, honestly, is because they're washed in chlorine. And I don't want my eggs to be washed in chlorine. They don't need to be washed in chlorine. The risk of salmonella goes down so slightly by this being washed in chlorine. It's ridiculous. But on top of that, these chickens are, even if they say cage-free or pasture-raised, those are the most amount of buzzwords you've ever heard on eggs. It's stupid. So most of the time, they can call an egg a chicken free range if they have a certain number of square footage around them. That chicken may never see the light of day. That chicken may never forage for a bug, but because they have a certain number of square footage around them, they are considered free range, and that's what you're getting from your bird. I don't know. I would never buy chicken, beef, or eggs from the grocery store, and I think what you should do is find a local farmer and buy from them. A lot of farmers have what they call like drop points in cities. So even if you live in a city, you're like, I don't have a farmer near me. A lot of farms have drop points in cities, or they can ship them to you. It's actually sometimes easier for farmers to ship things now than it is to try and have these drop points. So I would say look online, see what you can find in your area, who ships to you, what you can find. I personally don't sell anything, unfortunately. I'm not trying to sell you anything, so you cannot buy from me, unfortunately, but find a farmer in your area that you can buy from. Just Google it and see what you can find. Okay. Not sitting down and shutting up. Bye.